Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. Today we're working on the second paragraph of the Pirkei P'ticha, Perek Aleph. Rav Pinkas quotes a fascinating Gemara from Masechet Nida that begins on Samach Tet Amud Bet, goes on, continues on to Ayin and then to Ayin Amud Bet, that tells a wild story. The Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita, Shnei Masar Dvarim Shalu Anshei Alexandria et Rabbi Yoshua ben Chinana. The 12 matters, the men of Alexandria, people from Alexandria, presumably philosophers, came to ask Rabbi Yoshua ben Chinana. And they were separated into different categories. Gimel Divrei Chochma, three questions, three matters were asked regarding Chochma, wisdom, which is understood by the Maharsha to refer to Halakha. Gimel Divrei Haggadah, or perhaps Agadah, philosophy. Gimel Divrei Borut, or Shtut, or foolishness. The Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz, and three matters of the ways of the world, Derech Eretz. And Rav Pinkas focuses on those final three, the Divrei Derech Eretz, which begin on Daf Ayin Amud Bet. Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz says the Gemara, what are the three questions that the philosophers came to ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinana regarding Derech Eretz? The first question was, Ma yase adam b'yachkam? What should a person do to become wise? Amar lehen, his response, Yerbe b'yeshiva v'yemarit b'schora. If you want to become wise, you got to sit and learn in yeshiva. And don't go into business or limit your business. The philosophers of Alexandria retort, but wait a minute, Amru harbe asuken, v'lo hu yalehem. But you know what? There are a lot of people who sit and learn. People go to yeshiva. People go to university. People go to the gymnasium. V'lo hu yalehem, and they don't become so smart, nebach. They're unsuccessful. Rather, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinana, it's true you have to sit and learn, but in addition, el yevakshu rachamim mimisha chokhma shelo. In addition to sitting and learning and studying, you have to daven, you have to ask for mercy from the one who is the container of the chokhmah, of the wisdom. Pray to Hashem. The men of Alexandria ask again, Ma yase adam b'yitasher? Okay, let's say a person wants to become wealthy, what should they do? Amar lehen, simple. Yerbe b'schora v'yisa v'yiten b'emunah. Work hard in business and be honest. Yisa v'yiten b'emunah. Very interesting to note. You should work and be honest. That if you want to be successful in business, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinana, you must be honest. The philosophers retort, but wait a minute. A lot of people tried. They worked really hard and they were, thank God, honest, and it didn't really work. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinana, if you want to become wealthy and successful, it's true. You got to work hard, number one. You got to be honest, number two. And number three, yivakesh rachamim. You have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who is the source of, the container of all of the osher, all of the wealth in the world. And the third question is, Ma yaseh adam v'yelo banim zecharim? What should you do to have male children? Amar lehem, isa isha hogenet lo. Marry a woman who is appropriate for him, v'yekadesh atzmo b'shat tashmish, and you should be holy in the moment of the child's conception. Amru harbe yasuchen below hill. You know what? A lot of people married an appropriate woman or mekadesh atzmam, and it didn't work. Just to note for a moment, the idea that somehow having male children is the ultimate goal perhaps is somewhat outdated. People want healthy children today. Lav dafka male children. I say that as the father of four boys. And you know what? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinana, if you want to have children who are banim zecharim, or you want to have healthy children, yivakesh rachamim mimisha habanim shalom. You should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you want to have healthy children, if you want to have male children. And this is the first Gemara that Shimon Shmuel David Pinkas quotes, explaining to us there's a constant back and forth, a constant need to balance your hishtadlut on the one hand. You have to work hard. You can't just simply sit and imagine that if you're sitting back in yeshiva, the information is going to sneak into your head. You can't just daven for money. You have to work hard for money. You can't just do whatever it is you can to have healthy children. Also, that is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After he quotes the Gemara, he then says, V'kol shekein b'eit tzara. And all the more so when we're talking about a time of tzaras, a time of pain, a time of suffering. Tzrichim anu litpos, we have to grab onto omanut avotenu. The art of our ancestors, the art of prayer. Prayer is not a science. Prayer is an art. Litzok, to call out, to scream out to God. O kol tzara shelo tovo, on any painful moment that should lo aleinu never happen to us. Shehatzaakot hein hamatzilot otanu mikol hamikrim haraim. Because it is the calling out, the screaming out to Hashem, that is what saves us from all those terrible moments. Bil Adam, and if we don't call out to God, lo haitalanu chas v'shalom tkuma le'adamot. Without calling out to God, without davening, we would never have a rebirth on the earth. This is a reference to tkuma le'adamot, to a pasuk in Tehillim, Tehillim Mem Tet, the end of pasuk Yud Bet, that ultimately, the rebirth perhaps of the Jewish people, the birth of a nation, the birth of a human being, the success of everyone, relies on the tzakot, relies on the connection between God and ourselves. There's something very powerful here, and there's also something very scary here, and I want to note both of them. Number one, there's power to the idea that my success in Osher, in Banim, in Chochmah, whether that's health or my children or in my study, depends entirely on God. In some ways, those things are out of my hand. But that notion can sometimes lead to a kind of passivity. I don't need to go to a doctor. If God is the Rofei Cholim, I don't need to go to the doctor. And that's very scary. The flip side is you can't forget, as he says, the ha baha lo sagi, that each one by itself is insufficient. You need to go to the doctor and you need to be tzoek. You need to call out in prayer. You need to take the vaccine and you need to pray, please God, for health.